Well, St Kilda, we've had Armeet Baines on the show right through the Gillette trade period, and from what looked like a really difficult position at the start of the process, I reckon St Kilda started to claw their way out, and they're going to go into the national draft with a pretty strong hand, 3-18 and 19, and they brought some positive and promising players into the mix, like Bruce Long, Savage and Delaney's going to be a useful defender for the footy club, and yet there still remains out there in the footy community some negativity about where St Kilda might be at, particularly conversations about the state of unity amongst the footy department. I reckon it's been annoying the coach of the footy club, Scott Watters, and he joins us on the show at 13 minutes past 8. Good morning, Scott.
G'day, Andy. G'day, Tim. How are you?
Good, mate. Have I, in the intro to you, have I kind of summed it up to a degree, the position that you might be in at the moment?
Look, obviously, we're going through a pretty big transition, you know, but on and off the field. I mean, if you look back over 12 months, we've had, you know, changes to our board, which have been fantastic. We've got some great people in there. We've had, in recent times, and obviously, we're looking at a change of CEO, et cetera. And our list, as everyone knows, is going through a pretty big and challenging movement. So, I think with that, you attract a fair bit of attention. I just think it's so important for our members to know how much positivity is going on. And you mentioned some of the selections that have occurred through the trade. There's a massive upside for this group now. And there's a very optimistic feel about where we're at, and really looking forward to the start of pre-season.
Hey, Scotty, one of the things that we've all been hearing is that you and Chris Pelchin have been diametrically opposed in which track you'll go down in terms of rebuilding the St Kilda Football Club. What can you respond to that?
I've got to admit, I actually find that sort of statement quite almost laughable. Chris and I are absolutely perfectly aligned from a list management point of view, and that really was from day one. The challenges of our list are something that we sort of share on a daily basis. So, our list management committee, I think, have done an outstanding job, not just this year, but over the last 2 years. We haven't really had top-end selections over probably the first 2 years that I've been here, but the work that, you know, Armeet Baines, Pelks has done, and certainly Tony Elshaw, when you look at your Jimmy Websters, Jack Nunes, Brodie Murdochs, I think they've done an outstanding job on what we've brought in. So we're really clear on where we're at. We know it's a challenging period, but we're also really excited about the quality of player that we brought in. And now we had a Billy Longer, a Shane Savage, Luke Delaney and Josh Bruce, and key defenders that we've been crying out for. And pick 3, pick 18, pick 19. I think this is a really optimistic time for the club.
The other thing that we've been hearing, Scott, we're talking to St Kilda coach Scott Watters, is that some of the senior players have been unhappy there at St Kilda, and they've been keen to leave the club, believing that the club in the short term is not about trying to win games, it's more about rebuilding itself. How do you respond to that?
I think we've got a great senior group that are really committed to where we're going. Look, the conversations I have with, you know, Nick and Lenny and Joey, they're ongoing. I think it has been hard for them at times to almost, I guess they sort of sit in a position where they know that the club has to go through a strong developing phase. That's pretty challenging for senior players that 3 or 4 years ago we're competing in grand finals. So I think that's a natural thing for them to go through. But they're ongoing conversations, and I think their support of the younger players, you look at the way that Nick Rewalt's played over the last 2 years, you look at Lee Montagna's form, certainly last year, finishing, you know, second in our BNF, those guys have been outstanding. So again, those sort of speculative comments are just so far off the mark, it's a joke.
How difficult was it then to arrive at the Nick Del Santo decision, Scotty?
Really difficult. Really difficult. These are, and Ben McAvoy as well, these are quality people that I have enormous respect for. They've been long-term servants of the club. I've still spoken to Ben over the last 2 or 3 weeks, so that relationship that I have with Ben is not one that's going to go away. I respect him so highly. We're charged with the responsibility at the club, and this is the list management group I'm talking about here, to try and get this list back into shape and get it to a point where our supporters feel like they have a list that they're looking at that is going to come back and challenge and actually force its way back into finals contention. So the decisions that have been made at times are really tough, but the decisions that we think have been made for the betterment of the whole football club.
These are decisions you feel like you need to make, are they not, Scotty, because of the state of the list that you inherited? Is that a fair comment?
Oh, look, the club challenged really strongly for a couple of years, and that they were well within their right to do that. This is a club that over the last 10 years, and this is fact, has had the worst access to top 20 draft picks of any club in the AFL. The retention rate of a number of the players that we did draft was also really poor. So if you combine those two things, it does leave a hole. Now, over the last sort of 2 years through the draft and through the work of Tony Elshaw and Amit Baines, I think I've done a great job with the picks that we've had, but they've mainly been picks from, you know, sort of 30 to 50 in compromised drafts. We've got some terrific young players that we picked in that area. But to build this list going forward, you know, again, we look at pick 3, pick 18, pick 19, and the four young players that we've just brought in, I think that gives us a real future, and I think I know that our supporters are really excited by that.
And just one final question from me, Scott, and this might be a tough question for you to answer, but the other thing that has been circulating in the footy world, I'm sure you've heard it as well, that you've been, at times, you've been days away from being given the sack or the axe there at St Kilda, and there's been those ongoing discussions. Have any of those discussions taken place, Scott?
Not one, to be very blunt.
And you felt like all the way through this, you felt like you've had the full support of the St Kilda Footy Club?
Oh, look, absolute, very, very clear, great clarity with the president and the board. You know, and again, I'm not sort of really going to come on here and sort of defend that. We've got really good communication. I know exactly where we sit. When a president sits with you and says we see you as a long-term coach, that's enough for me. I'll get on with work. I'll get on with business. We need to stay really focused on what we're doing, coaching-wise, through what's a pretty challenging time, and I won't deviate from that.
Have you been pressing, though, on that, to that end? Have you been pressing for an extension on your contract that hasn't been given?
No, I'm quite comfortable. I have a year on my contract. You know, the club actually approached me towards the end of last year. We've had a lot of change, as we've mentioned. If it's before, you know, if it's January, if it's halfway through the year, if it's the end of the year, this is a performance-based business. You know, I'm here to make sure we perform, and if we do that and we do that well, then the rest takes care of itself. It's really not a focus.
Mate, we appreciate you coming on the
we
show.
Do.
There's been a lot of, as you know, there's been a lot of stuff swirling around about the footy club, and you've addressed it all, and we appreciate you for doing that. Thanks for coming on, and good luck.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Jim.
Good on you, Scotty.
Scott Waters, coach of the Saints.